Everyone experiences feelings all day, every day. Emotions can go from happy to sad, angry to scared, calm to annoyed, frustrated to victorious. Sometimes feelings carry physical sensations along with them, such as a bellyache or a stream of tears or a racing heartbeat. Other times, feelings just swirl around inside in the form of thoughts. These emotions can be big, completely shifting your mood and behavior. Or they can be so tiny that you barely notice them. They can last a long time, or they can shift in a minute. All of this can be confusing until you learn how to sort through how you feel and why. What are feelings exactly? When something happens to us, or even just around us, we react. That reaction is called a feeling or an emotion. Every minute of every day, people are talking, events are unfolding, the world is changing. Each person has his or her own response to what's going on at that moment. A joke can be funny to one person, but hurtful to another. A stunt can be scary for this guy, but super fun for that guy. When you attach a name to your reaction, it becomes easier to understand how you feel. The way you feel might not be the same as the way someone else feels, even someone who is standing right next to you looking at or hearing the exact same thing. In the same way that no one knows what you are thinking unless they ask, you will never really know how someone else feels unless you ask them. This is why we try to put words to our emotions. Only you know how you feel inside. Your best friends or your parents can sometimes guess what's going on based on how you look or act, but they won't know for sure unless you tell them. And you can't tell them unless you have words to describe your emotions. I felt. There are lots of different emotions, and each one can be described in many ways. Listen to the following words and consider. Which ones are more general? Which ones describe a feeling in more detail? Which words are strong and forceful? Do some suggest that a feeling is more important, while others make a feeling seem like less of a big deal? Glad, amused, cheerful, peppy, delighted, stoked, psyched, giddy, silly, pleased, joyful, merry, content, sunny, elated, ecstatic, happy, sad, weepy, dismal, disappointed, down, somber, heartbroken, sorry, bummed out, blue, teary, glum, low, melancholy, angry, salty, frustrated, upset, annoyed, cross, hurt, mad, peeved, chafed, enraged, bitter, heated, furious, irate, shy, wary, afraid, careful, alone, isolated, reluctant, nervous, reserved, embarrassed, shrinking, bashful, cautious, hesitant, quiet, timid.